more budgetary support being provided for early childhood education, unattached youths, and wards of the state. This is Budget Watch, a program following the government's spending plans and patterns. This week, we flip the pages to the Ministry of Education, Youth, and Information. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. The government is reforming the early childhood sector into one that is focused on achieving optimal development for all children from birth to 8 years. In this regard, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has developed a strategy for the establishment of 126 daycare centers across the country, two in each constituency. $520 million has been earmarked for the initiative.
The strategy will involve selection of institutions in each constituency that has the capacity to accommodate children from 3 months to 5+ years. We will assess each to determine the type of retrofitting and support that will be needed. We will ensure that boards are in place in each institution. And then we will sign a memorandum of understanding which will outline the expectations and agreement of both partners.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. He says the ministry is expected to provide the trained early childhood teachers, upgrade the facilities as needed, and provide other resources. Children will attend these centers at no cost to the parents. Already, 52 institutions have signed the MOUs. Meanwhile, families in the foster care system are to get an increase in their monthly stipend. This as the Child Protection and Family Services Agency looks to move some 200 more children from childcare facilities into foster homes. The monthly figure is to be increased to $8,000, up from $4,000.
I am pleased to announce today that through the Ministry of Finance, we have been able to increase to our foster parents their stipend by 100%.
767 children are in foster care, with just over 800 families registered in the system, while a total of 217 children have been permanently adopted into families. Minister Green adds that a pilot program is being developed to place more children in the care of private citizens. He says more help is also coming for privately owned children's homes.
Resources continue to be a challenge, but we are determined to help our private homes. And as such, this year, we have earmarked $36 million to provide grants across the system for all our privately run children.
In the meantime, work valued at some $25 million is being undertaken at the Granville Place of Safety in Trelawney, where a multipurpose classroom is being built. The classroom is expected to be opened in the second quarter of this year and will offer female wards skills training. Additionally, $50 million has been allocated in the Education Ministry's 2018-19 budget for the continued renovation of residential state care facilities.
Chief among the projects that we are to start this year is to develop our long-talked-about therapeutic center, Mr. Speaker, so that we can have a space that we can actively treat with children who come into our care, but who are in need of sustained psychological intervention.
The center is to be constructed at Maxfield Park. New dorms are also to be constructed at the St. Augustine and Granville Places of Safety. Already, the Muirton Child Care Facility in Portland has been renovated at a cost of $40 million and was reopened in March. A new multipurpose facility at St. Augustine's Place of Safety was also opened in April at a cost of $16.6 million. And the National Unattached Youth Program will be expanded this fiscal year. The program will increase the number of trained and certified workers to meet the labor market requirements, as well as enhance the employability status of participants.
The Prime Minister has already said that this year, 100 young persons per constituency will be attached.
State Minister Green says $862 million has been budgeted for the program. The National Unattached Youth Program is managed by the HeartTrust NTA, which is slated to be moved to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation this year. That was Budget Watch. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.